Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
All right, I totally lied to you guys. Completely my fault. I apologize, Morning Drive. I wanted to talk about Ryan Tannehill. I just can't get the Titans game out of my head. Chris Lowe joining us here from ESPN to talk about the national championship game. There is that thing that's happening tonight between Clemson and LSU. CeeLo, always a pleasure to have you, my friend. I cannot remember a better quarterback matchup. Maybe Matt Leinart and Vince Young. Certainly we had Kyler Murray and Tua, but the teams weren't as even last year. Can you remember a better quarterback matchup in a national championship setting where you felt like both teams were even than what we've got tonight in Clemson and LSU?
No, not right off the top of my head. You had you had Bradford and Tebow. Was that back in 2008? You know, but Bradford had set on fire that year. It was Tebow. But no, I mean, these two guys have just put up video game like numbers. And the thing is, too, when you think about Lawrence, remember that point in the season? I saw Clemson live three times this year. When there was that question sort of hovering, well, what's wrong with Trevor Lawrence? Trevor Lawrence isn't playing like Trevor Lawrence. And of course, there are a couple of different ways you can dabble with scans, but he would just go off the rails. Well, you don't hear people saying that now. He's played the last six, seven games, eight games as well as anybody. And it can make every throw. And the one thing they're doing, and Dabo told me when I visited with him in August, they were going to do more of this, and Trevor did too, is they're running him. You know, they really didn't have to run him during the ACC. They didn't need to. But you go back to the Ohio State game, I think without question this game, you're going to see them do some different things with him running the football to put more pressure on LSU's defense because, as we've seen, we saw against Ohio State, he can really fly, and you've got to account for that. And you've got those big NFL receivers he's throwing to on top of it and a great back. I mean, Clemson – I know everybody thinks because LSU's been so explosive, this may be one of those Oklahoma-esque blowouts, but Clemson has been there and done it so many times. And with the quarterback match that you just talked about, I mean, I know with Burrow's numbers and the 50 or 900 million touchdowns he's thrown, we all get blinded by that. But Lawrence's ability to run the football, do some different things with him offensively, may help level the field in this game.
Now, do you think the because we're talking about the matchups, whether it's Trevor Lawrence versus that resurging LSU defense, because they've gotten better as the season has wind down, and or Joe Burrow against Clemson's defense, they're not as good as they were last year, but they're still good. Do you think the matchup truly is Dabo and Ed Orgeron, because Dabo's been here before? He understands it, and Ed Orgeron has been in some big games, but nothing bigger than this.
Well, I think there's something to that. I mean, I think how the teams, especially the offenses, I mean, it's just not normal to go this period of time and only play one football game. I mean, you played at the highest level. I mean, think about it. They played the conference championship games, the first, even the third, or whatever. You know, and then you play the semifinal games, playoff semifinal games on the 28th, and then here we are on the 13th. Who can sort of get it back the quickest? Yeah. Because these teams are both good enough, and I think this goes back to your question of coaching and who handles it the best. starts off slowly, the offense is not clicking, what do you do to get going? Because these teams both are so good that, like last year, you saw Clemson sort of run away from Alabama. Alabama struggled early, and the game got away from Alabama. I think that could happen to either team this year if they struggle to sort of find their rhythm offensively early. But, no, I think that's part of it. You know, I think the other matchup is what happens with LSU. Chazon is the one guy, the pass rusher in this game for LSU, and he's healthy. He wasn't healthy for much of this year. He's healthy now. What can he do? What does Clemson do with him? Because if he starts wreaking havoc and really can get to Lawrence and get them off kilter, then I think it can really be a long day for Clemson.
Chris Lowe joining us here, and these teams are so identical. It's really hard to pick a clear area where one team is significantly better than the other. Clemson and LSU playing tonight. Of course, you can hear every minute of the national championship game on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And the only thing I can think of, Chris, is I guess the LSU defensive backs are a little bit more talented and might be better in man coverage. But other than that, I we go back to the Lawrence versus Burrow debate. I can't remember a game where it felt like these two teams are looking each other in the mirror and they're seeing themselves.
Yeah, well, you better not waste possessions. If either team wastes possessions, now you turn the football over, you know, put yourself, you know, in bad situations, down in distance with penalties, you know, take sacks, that kind of thing, because both of these teams can score, and we know LSU can. You go back to the Ohio State. I was in Phoenix for the Ohio State-Clemson game, and that was a game played in the 20s. I have a hard time seeing this game being played in the 20s. If you're going to beat LSU, you're going to have to be able to score 38-40. 40-plus points. You know, and certainly Clemson's capable of that. And you're right, LSU's corners are really good. I think Clemson on the back end probably is as good as they've been, though. And the key there is Simmons, the linebacker, because they can do all sorts of things with him. Cover, he can rush. He's a guy that you line up different places. Neither team can waste possession. And I said a minute ago, you can't get behind. And you know what? Maybe just running the football a little bit and keeping the other team off. That's where Clemson with Etienne, and he is so good. And you go back to the Ohio State game, he's the one that made the difference in that game offensively. He and Lawrence's ability to run the football. In the pass game, they were able to get the ball to him in the pass game. He made several big plays. But to be able to run the ball a little bit, possess the football, and keep that LSU offense off the field, because, again, the thing that would surprise me the most about this game tonight, if it ends up being a 23-21 game, a 24-21 type of game, I think both offenses are just too good with too many guys who are going to be playing at the next level. Both receiving corps. How many receivers in this game? You know, and I'll defer to the receiving expert on this show. How many receivers that are going to play tonight will end up playing for a long time or for several years in the NFL? What's the number?
Well, you got at least six, yeah. At least. I mean, Clemson has three, and that's just receivers. Clemson has three, and LSU has three. And then if you throw in Thaddeus Moss, yep, that's another.
So seven guys can play at the next level.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. Seven guys that you know, you're watching, and I don't think we've seen this in a national championship game where seven skilled guys – will be NFL players. Now, how long they last is a different story, but they will be NFL players. Getting back to the run game, because Clemson didn't have to, you know, they chose to run Trevor Lawrence rather than running Travis Etienne, and I think Ohio State was ready for Etienne to run the ball, and it kind of tricked them. But they, on the opposite, they couldn't stop the run with J.K. Dobbins. Do you think they're able to stop what LSU does from a run standpoint? Because if they can't, that puts a lot of pressure on that back end to cover.
Well, you know, I don't think they're going to completely stop them, because really nobody's going to completely stop LSU, period, offensively. I tell you what they got to do. If Clemson's going to win this game, and everybody asks, what's the one thing that's got to happen? They have got to make LSU kick field goals in the red zone, which is what they did. That's the reason they beat Ohio State. You go back Ohio State had two or three first and goals inside the 10 or 12 or something like that, and kick field goals. They couldn't score touchdowns. And Brent Venables, Clemson's defensive coordinator, they've been masterful all year at making teams kick field goals in the red zone. Now, they hadn't been playing LSU all year either. That's a different animal. But I think when the LSU gets down there, they're going to score some. But they have got to make them kick some field goals down there. And that's the key. Now, I don't know if he's going to stop them. Because you talk about both these backs on both these teams are capable of beating a couple of different ways. Running the football, they're both tough, can run between the tackles. They both catch the football out of the backfield. So you've got some versatility. But if we look back at this game this time tomorrow and Clemson has won, I'll bet you there's going to be multiple possessions. The LSU had the ball in the red zone where they had to kick field goals as opposed to scoring touchdowns. I think that, to me, is absolutely one thing that's got to happen for Clemson to win.
Yep, that's what happened with, of course, Ohio State, and that's what happened, frankly, with the Ravens and the Titans. If you get stops inside your own 40-yard line, you can win the game. Chris Lowe, thank you so much, man. We do appreciate it. I know New Orleans is going to be absolutely crazy. People are already drunk, I think, in New Orleans right now. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it's great being with you guys. Appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Chris. I will say this. Let's just drive the knife a little bit deeper for folks. Just a little bit. You know, listen, it's a good day. People are happy and excited. Titans got a big win. They're in the AFC Championship game, which is essentially insane. If you're watching the game tonight and you're a Tennessee Volunteer fan, just let yourself wonder what if. Travis Etienne from Louisiana grew up a Tennessee Volunteers fan. T. Higgins and Amari Rodgers from the state of Tennessee grew up Tennessee fans. Trevor Lawrence grew up a Tennessee fan. All four of those dudes not really recruited by Butch Jones.
What a great job, Butch Jones.
Just drive the knife a little deeper. Just a little deeper.
Brick by brick. A great job.
They didn't think they had to recruit T. Martin's son, so they didn't. They didn't really come hard after Travis Etienne because they didn't know about it. It's ridiculous. Those four guys all grew up Tennessee fans, and half the guys on the team didn't even know about Travis Etienne until this week when he said, oh, yeah, I grew up a Tennessee fan in Louisiana. Nice job, Butch. Good job, buddy. Old Lyle, the gift that keeps on giving. Stick to sports and we come back. And we'll talk Ryan Tannehill in hour number four. Don't go anywhere.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.